glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you, I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Reading from Ephesians 2:10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. In the studio with me on this Testimony Tuesday are two special guests, a dear friend, Mark Kessler, who's, I guess you're my accountability buddy. We go to three different things together, our Pinnacle Forum meeting every Thursday, which is a small group, about 10 of us guys that meet every Thursday. Some of the Saturdays when Dr. Webb presents to the area men, we go to that together. And then there's the large group Pinnacle gathering once a month at the Champaign Country Club, which is always a delight, where there's various special guests, where the goals of Pinnacle is to build into these high-capacity leaders, godly principles, to finish well, to be involved in the community, and to influence the world for Christ. So lots to say about Pinnacle, because Chuck Bryant is our special guest. He's in here all the way from California. You're the Pinnacle CEO.
Yes.
And you have a background. I know you've started businesses. You've been on the national board. You have a real heart for men and women, because Pinnacle is reaching women too. And we're going to talk about some of the new things that are going on with Pinnacle. But you're the current CEO. You were in this last week to encourage the guys that were meeting, and we had a great presenter when Rick Stevens shared about his upcoming book, In Plain Sight. And we're going to have Rick in the coming days to talk about his book and some of his faith journey and life story. But Chuck, thank you for being available for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. And thank you, Mark, for being available. We've had you on before, and you're a dear friend. When Dr. Webb worked through the Shalia training for 10 of us, it's an intensive discipleship, he paired us up as accountability brothers, so we text each other periodically, and how you doing, and what's going on, and so God uniquely fitted us together as good friends, I guess, last year.
That's correct, and Holly is a great cook,
yes.
So invite us over anytime.
Yeah, anytime. Well, I've asked you, Mark, to be a part of today's broadcast, because you're a Pinnacle member, but wait, there's more. You're the current director that helps oversee all the activities throughout Champaign, Urbana, Mahomet, Effingham, and other areas where you're in the process of launching other Pinnacle groups. And one of the reasons why I wanted to have you and Chuck on is with our 19 frequencies and so many listeners in Springfield and Bloomington and Lincoln and Decatur and Whitehall, Beardstown, maybe today's broadcast will encourage others to get involved in Pinnacle. So I want you two to walk us through what's involved in Pinnacle, what is Pinnacle, and why men and women should consider becoming a Pinnacle partner. So, Mark, how about first introducing formally Chuck to our radio listening family, and then, Chuck, maybe you can tell us a little about why God has established Pinnacle as a way of equipping high-capacity leaders. So you do the introductions,
sure,
and then we'll have Chuck tell us a little more about Pinnacle.
Okay. Just to carry on with the contact for Pinnacle Forum, really just the great way to search is the pinnacleforum.com website, and obviously contacting you, Mark. You have a direct contact to me and would be very interested to talk to anyone that would be searching and seeking what Pinnacle Forum can offer them. So it's my pleasure to introduce Chuck Bryant. Chuck has been involved in Pinnacle since 2005. Lives in Modesto, California with his wife, Cheryl, and has been involved in many startups with the Pinnacle Forums in that area and really throughout the United States. I think you mentioned 38 states that we are involved in right now, over 500 Pinnacle partners throughout the United States. So very, very exciting. So I'll turn it over to Chuck, our CEO.
Thanks for the kind words, Mark. This has been a calling on my life. I realized 15 years ago that I had a passion for helping people discover the work that God created for them to do. And that about the same time discovered Pinnacle Forum. And that's what we've been doing now for 15 years, is growing a ministry that helps people find that Ephesians 2:10 work that God created for them. And within the context of a small group of confidential men or women, live out that calling with the encouragement of the people that are in the forum with them week after week after week who know them intimately.
Now, I don't know if I've overstated this over the years. I guess I've been involved with Pinnacle for 10-plus years, but I generally say it tends to be high-capacity leaders, those that maybe oversee a large staff or are influencers, people that are part of that seven Pinnacle mountains that are in politics or maybe education or media, such as myself, or pastors, leaders that you want to equip to make a real difference. And I think a lot of the members are older, they're more seasoned or have been involved or proven, and part of Pinnacle's goal is that they give back to the community. Maybe they use all these skills that they've had to help a nonprofit organization or ministry, or they give counsel or advice for maybe an ill-equipped nonprofit that needs help or needs a CEO to walk them through things. So is Pinnacle just for high-capacity leaders, or is it for anyone like a Promise Keepers men's gathering?
No, it's not for anybody. Pinnacle Forum is for people of influence. We gain influence through life experiences, through business, through media, those seven mountains that you mentioned. And along the way, we gain influence, some earlier, some later. But the idea is that we are transforming leaders within the context of the forum, mm-hmm. who then go out and transform the culture around them.
Right.
And it's that influence that they have that allows them to influence the culture around them. Maybe it's their neighborhood, maybe it's their community, maybe it's their state. We've got an initiative going on right now to try to influence our partners to run for public office. You know, we've got quite a mess out there, and the believers that are part of Pinnacle Forum that have influence, that may be feeling God calling them to run for city council, run for school board, run for state office, whatever. And that's the type of thing that, you know, you've got the influence now. Are you going to use it to build your own kingdom, or are you going to use it for the kingdom of God?
Yeah, and I like how you emphasize finishing well. All these gifted, high-capacity leaders that maybe have influenced their company or their service providers, and they've influenced many people, will take those gifts and continue to invest them into the next generation or into the community. And one of the things I think, Mark, you can address, and I sense this also, is the confidentiality. When you have the small group of these men that, in our case, that we meet with each week, we're an unusual group because many Pinnacle groups meet maybe once a month and then have the large group gathering once a month, so they might meet twice a month. We meet every week, and it's a safe haven where we can share struggles, maybe business decisions that need to be made. And because these influencers are so credible, I mean, we have a ride. We have a fun time, and yet we pray over things and we discuss through, how would you handle hiring during this time? Or I have to let somebody go. What's the procedures you've used? And so we refine each other and pour into each other and have a lot of good laughs. But then there's that confidentiality part where, you know, you can't just voice frustrations over certain things, and this is a group where it's really safe to mm-hmm. disclose various decisions that you're making.
Absolutely. You know, I always say that in a Pinnacle Forum, there's usually two common areas with the men or women that gather, and the first is certainly a faith in Christ. And we bring our brothers and sisters together to acknowledge that. Second of all, there's usually a business acumen in the leadership part, and that seems to be a common theme. And you're right, Mark. We've got a lot of business leaders, CEOs, owners of small businesses, a lot of challenges, certainly coming from a pandemic year that we had in 2020. And there's very few stones, I think you could agree with this, very few stones that we have not turned mm-hmm. over mm-hmm. in our group. And many of those are difficult to talk about. Sometimes difficult to talk about it at home, certainly with partners or employees. And what a blessing to come to a group each week. A lot of things happen during a week. And what a blessing it is to share with Christian men who can either understand what you're going through, give you some maybe suggestions of what might have happened in their, you know, career or path, but then we can all at the end of the meeting come and pray about it, and that's our strength is in prayer. The strength is in prayer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In case you just tuned in, I have Chuck Bryant. He's the CEO of Pinnacle Forum out of California, but Pinnacle Forum's throughout many of the states, 30-plus states, and I think over 500 partners, and our local, what's your official title, Mark?
Central Illinois Executive Director.
Executive Director. Mm-hmm. So you're just biting at the bit to meet people in Springfield or Bloomington or other towns that want to entertain the idea. Might I qualify? Might I be able to be a part of a group? And so you would meet personally with them and answer questions and figure out a good fit if you could find other people in their community to be a part of a Pinnacle group.
Yep.
So is there a phone number or a method for them to get in touch with you?
They could contact me two different ways. Cell numbers, 217-649-6508. Or my email address at work is mkessler, K-E-S-L-E-R, at parkland.edu.
And he teaches. I didn't formally really introduce you other saying that you're a great friend, and I appreciate your godly influence on my life, but you teach at Parkland College. In fact, you teach, is it a business class? I know one time I got to speak and
you
share.
You did, yeah. Small business management and just a business introduction to business and management.
And a former owner of Subway sandwich shops, and so many people know, oh, that's the sandwich shop owner,
the Subway man.
Yeah, the Subway man. Well, Chuck, I know Pinnacle has launched a number of different initiatives. You're making inroads to encourage women to be a part of Pinnacle. There's been women involved over the years, but you have a great intentionality to get more involved because there's many capable, quality CEOs, CFOs, women that are in leadership positions that is very lonely. So I know that's one of the initiatives that's being launched, so you can address that a little. And then also the young successful, those that are maybe 25 to 40 years old that want to be involved in Pinnacle. I know, Mark, that energizes you, seeing these young men and women getting in small groups, equipping each other, you know, some of these other Pinnacle senior members maybe mentoring them. I know you're working on that, but Chuck, tell us a little about the Women's Pinnacle Initiative and reaching out and encouraging these 25 to 40 year olds to also consider being involved in a Pinnacle small group.
Okay, so look, it's lonely at the top. It's lonely for leaders who are Christians, whether you're leading a business or a government entity or a nonprofit. It's a lonely place to be, especially where our culture is today. And what we've found is that we've come across a great number of very, very successful women, and it's actually lonelier for them because their churches really don't understand them either. And so we hired about a year and a half ago a women's coordinator, and the fastest growing part of Pinnacle Forum now is the women. It's CEOs and CFOs and nonprofit leaders and all sorts of women leaders who are working in business and government, in marketing, you name it. And they're coming together and experiencing for the first time the same thing that the men have experienced in these confidential forums. And then at the same time, we've got a young hiree from this area who is leading the Young Successful Leaders Forums. And there's some amazing stories coming out of that. We do try to put an older person in everyone. We call them the wise owl. Mm-hmm. They're not there to lead. They're just there to hoot from now and every now and again and lend some wisdom and mentor if it's needed. But these are forums of younger men, younger women. And there's some incredible stuff coming out of that. And again, those are the two fastest growing. Most of our forums anymore are meeting on Zoom, so we can literally introduce people to Pinnacle Forum from anywhere in the country. We've even had some inquiries from outside the country. Locally, a lot of the guys meet in person in a conference room or something, but we've got the capacity. If you've got a friend who you think might be interested and they live in another state, we've certainly got the capacity to introduce Pinnacle Forum to anybody, anywhere.
And one of the advantages of being a Pinnacle member is the weekly podcasts that are done or the consultants or experts. We get all these different posts that are sent or emailed to us, and we can listen to them or glean truths or insights. It's really fascinating, and it's a great resource. resource. And I know you mentioned this earlier about helping leaders figure out calling, how God may use them. And we began the program with this verse out of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us. And it's a fascinating concept or truth, because if you read this, wait a minute, which God prepared in advance for us to do. So God prepared some things for me to do. Hey, it seems like I'm created in His image to do good works. Address this verse a little, because I know it's a favorite of yours.
Well, it's kind of a mystery to think that before men discovered radio frequencies, God had already preordained that Mark Burns was going to be leading now 19 stations doing the work of the kingdom. Hmm. He knew this. He wasn't surprised when you discovered this. And he's not going to be surprised when you take this further, because that was the plan that he had. That's the good works that he created for you to do before he created you, which is really kind of mind-boggling when you think about it. But there's a lot of people that can help you discover your passion, discover what it is that, you know, your talents, your makeup, your core values, that kind of thing. What we do uniquely is we help you craft a cultural impact plan that takes into account who you are, what your experiences are, what your education is, what your passion is, and help you discover, maybe for the first time in your life, what it is that God's called you to do. And then within the forum, we provide a place where you can come back every week and talk about your progress towards doing those good works that God created for you to do, or your experience this week in doing what God created you to do, and be encouraged by other people in the forum who are doing the same thing. They're out living out their good works. You're living your good works. You're coming together on a weekly basis. Now, read the two verses before that.
For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and this not from yourselves. It is a gift from God, not by works, so that no man can boast.
So for years and years, we've been using that as the excuse to not have to do anything, because we're saved by grace, right? Not by works. But the very next verse says, God created good works for us to do. So Pinnacle Forum uniquely is a place where you can discover those and live them out, rather than just discover them, get patted on the back, and somebody says, go and do well. We'll walk with you as you do those good works that God created for you to do. And it makes us a unique ministry.
Now, to learn more, you can go to the Pinnacle Forum website, pinnacleforum.com, but I'll put a little disclaimer.
It's being revised,
updated, fine-tuned. It's already a good resource, but it's going to be a great resource in a couple more weeks. But write that down, pinnacleforum.com, and in the coming days, look forward to finding out more about Pinnacle Forum. I highly recommend it. I've personally been involved for over 10 years, and Mark Kessler, who's a great guy, he would love to talk to you more in case you're thinking about maybe joining or wanting to start a group in Springfield or Bloomington or Decatur or in your town. You can call him at 217-649-6508. That's 217-649-6508. And I was starting to say this, I derailed myself, so I can even derail my own self. I'm known as derailing the guests, but I was mentioning that Chuck Bryant's our special guest along with Mark Kessler, and if you missed a portion of today's broadcast or you want to listen to it later or right-click on it and paste it into an email and send it to a friend, stop by greatnewsradio.org, greatnewsradio.org, or wluj.org. Go to the Mark and Friends link, right-click on the program, there's an MP3 file, and then you can copy and paste it into an email and send it on to a friend, because you may know somebody even outside of the greater Illinois, Indiana area. And I don't want to exclude, Mark, are you willing to drive to like Covington or Crawfordsville or parts of Indiana to start a forum there?
You know, interesting you said that, because we're already working with a young man down in the Effingham area to help expand in the communities of Charleston, Mattoon, Effingham. So, you know, it's a ripple effect, Mark. Yeah. It really is. You throw the stone in, a pebble in, and you just see the ripple. So by contacting one, you can contact so many. Yeah. And I think that's one of the greatest lessons I've probably learned, is you don't have to service 1,000 people at a time. One can be sufficient.
Yeah.
And that ripple effect just grows and grows. So absolutely.
And what I love about Pinnacle, it's about influencing and coaching. And we are all influencers. Now, there might be a senior saint that's homebound, that's 93, and she says, oh, Mark, I'm not an influencer. Yes, you are. Through your prayers, through how you love on your kids or grandkids, maybe how you treat the UPS driver that shows up to your house and he thinks, there's something different about that woman. You are an influencer. Your godly life, how you show expressions, maybe care and compassion. Maybe it's somebody just opening the door for somebody today. You're influencing that person's world, let alone the fact that the fragrance of Christ, you can, you know, show them compassion. You can share the good news message of Jesus, which is what Pinnacle's about, honoring the Lord Jesus Christ and equipping Christians to be effective in the workplace, in their life calling. So find out more about Pinnacle at pinnacleforum.com. But wait, you can certainly go there today and look at it, but
A
couple of weeks it's being fine-tuned and updated, and it'll be a great resource for you to have and utilize in the coming days. And I appreciate, Chuck, the weekly podcasts and the other links that you send out that keep us informed, updated, and it might be somebody that has expertise in the political realm or somebody that's an educator or somebody that's a pastor or, like in my case, in media, different businesses and service providers will really benefit by the expertise and the godliness of these different Pinnacle partners.
Mark, one of the reasons that I've devoted all of my time to Pinnacle Forum now as CEO is because of the life change that I've seen, the effect that I've seen it have on men and women who, when they finally get a place of encouragement, flourish. They figure out what God's called them to do. They're fully engaged doing it, and they're encouraged by others to get after it. They gain courage from other people. And so I can't imagine life without Pinnacle Forum. Mm. And I know a lot of the people that participate in Pinnacle Forum say, this is my favorite hour of the week. Mm. If I had to give up anything else, I'd give it up to stay in Pinnacle Forum because it's so important to me. It's so life-changing.
Mm. For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Learn all about it by becoming a Pinnacle Forum member. You'll be blessed and encouraged, and it'll be that safe haven for you to learn about the love of Christ and how to implement Him into your workplace and how to strategically think through different decisions that need to be made. And it's so helped this radio ministry, so I can testify to my 10 years being involved. Find out more at pinnacleforum.com. PinnacleForum.com or call Mark Kessler at 217-649-6508, 217-649-6508. Well, thank you, Chuck. Thank you, Mark, for being available for today, the Testimony Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thank you, Mark.
And thank you so much for having us on the show today. I really appreciated it.
Well, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.